futures closed higher Friday and mostly higher week to week. The Canadian cattle inventory at the beginning of the year was the smallest in three decades. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 8th of March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light to moderate demand in Colorado and the Western Corn Belt through Friday afternoon. Elsewhere, trade ranged from a standstill to mostly inactive on very light demand, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, established trade was steady on a live basis at $114 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Northern Plains. Dress trade in Nebraska was $2 lower at $180. The previous week, live sales in the Western Corn Belt were at $114 with dress trade at $182. Total estimated cattle slaughter the week ending March 6th was 665,000 head, which was 1,000 head fewer than the previous week. Year-to-date estimated total cattle slaughter of 5.83 million head is 213,000 head fewer, or 3.52% less than the same period last year. Estimated beef production so far this year is 4.93 billion pounds, which is 73.8 million pounds less, or 1.48% less year-over-year. Cattle futures closed higher Friday, supported by higher outside markets and despite the increase in grain futures. Perhaps support also included expectations that cash-fed cattle prices next week will likely edge higher given the dearth of cash purchases by packers the past 2 weeks. Live cattle futures closed an average of 59 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, they closed an average of 97 cents higher, from 2 cents to $1.50 higher, except for an average of 70 cents lower in the front two contracts. Wholesale beef values continued their seasonal slump, with choice box beef cutout value $9.20 lower week to week on Friday at $231.33 a hundredweight, and select $8.88 lower at $220.85. As mentioned, grain futures closed higher Friday, likely supported by positioning ahead of the next world agricultural supply and demand estimates due out on Tuesday. Corn futures closed 11 to 15 cents higher in the front three contracts, and then mostly 3 to 5 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 10 to 19 cents higher. Except for steady to mostly higher in the southeast, calves and feeder cattle sold mixed last week, based on auction sales monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, the AMS reporter on hand for Tuesday's sale at Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri explained, corn made another sharp gain on Tuesday, and the recent volatility in that market, along with the fact that cattle feeders have been unable to achieve higher prices for fed cattle, made buyers conservative on some of the heavier yearlings. Worries about rising inflation rates and interest rates competed with optimism about pandemic recovery, fueling overall commodity and equity market uncertainty last week. The CME Feeder Cattle Index was $4.06 lower week to week on Thursday at $134.85. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.48 higher on Friday, from 5 cents to 2.50 higher, except for 50 cents lower in spot March. Week to week, they are an average of $1.94 higher, from 7 cents to $3.20 higher, except for an average of $3.81 lower in the front two contracts. Whiplash is running rampant through feeder cattle futures, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. Since the start of this year, he explains, March feeder cattle futures prices have traded in nearly a $15 range, with the widest price swings most evident in January, followed by a much narrower trading range in February. However, Griffith notes, futures started March on a negative note, which means there will have to be a large swing to the upside for sellers to see any benefit on the cash market. All eyes are on the finished cattle market to help determine where feeder cattle prices should be this spring, Griffith says. He explains March placed cattle generally come off feed in the August and September time period, which means the August live cattle market is a major determinant of current feeder cattle prices. If there is a live cattle price rally this spring, then Griffith says that could result in cattle feeders being willing to bet on higher prices in the future, which may mean they will be willing to spend some of their profits to pay up for feeder cattle. He adds that the current market dynamics present a great example of why it's important to be an active cattle marketer compared to a passive one. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher at the end of a volatile trading session Friday. Primary support seemed to stem from easing Treasury yield rates and significantly more new jobs than the trade expected. Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 379,000 in February, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The nation's unemployment rate was little changed at 6.2%. Average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls increased by 7 cents to $30.01. Also worth noting, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME were an average of $4.63 higher week to week on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 572 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 73 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 196 points. Total beef cows in Canada and the U.S. combined totaled 34.69 million head on January 1st, which was 194,300 head fewer, or 0.56% less than the previous year, according to the United States and Canadian Cattle and Sheep Report. As previously reported, beef cows in the U.S. January 1st were 31.16 million head, which were 181,100 head fewer, or 0.58% less. Beef cows in Canada were 0.37% less at 3.53 million head. The inventory of all cattle and calves in the U.S. and Canada January 1st was 104.74 million head, which was 313,800 head fewer year over year, or 0.30% less. Inventory in the U.S. of 93.59 million head were 198,800 head fewer, down 0.21%. Canadian inventory of all cattle and calves was 11.15 million head, down 115,000 head, or 1.02%, the least inventory since 1989, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center in the most recent Livestock Monitor. Between a calf crop that's 0.8% less north of the border and 4.1% more heifers retained for replacement, LMIC analysts say there will likely be a smaller number of cattle available in Canada for feedlots this year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 8th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.